Hello, this is Brent Phillips, and welcome back to Unleash Your Inner Millionaire 2. This is the sixth lecture and presentation program on the subject of embodiment. And so, like the other lecture presentation programs, it's not necessary to listen to this with headphones or to take any special steps. You're welcome to listen to it at your comfort and convenience. However, this is very advanced material and very powerful and very deep. So I would encourage you to pay close attention and listen to it several times until you can really get everything that we're covering here. So what is embodiment? Well, if I had to describe it very succinctly, I would say that embodiment is taking what you know in your head and connecting it to your heart. It's not just knowing spiritual principles, but actually living in them in each moment of every day. Not just learning this stuff, but applying it to your life and making it a new habit, a new pattern, so that spiritual living becomes automatic and not just something you think about or make happen in a session or at a seminar, but the way you act and react and behave every moment of every day. And this is critically important. For our purposes here, I'm going to motivate you by telling you exactly what happened to me when I learned about this. Because it's a common question to ask, especially if you've done a lot of clearing, even more so if you've done the training class, if you've worked extensively with me or another healing professional, if you've done a lot of the wealth clubs and the health clubs and the love clubs, and you've cleared hundreds and thousands of subconscious blocks, there are some times that you may not get everything you want. Now, almost certainly you would have seen things shift. Almost certainly you would have noticed things changing your life. But oftentimes the most challenging things, the ones that got us into this work in the first place, are the most difficult to address. And so this is really the answer to the question of, okay, I've cleared a lot of subconscious blocks, but I'm still not getting what I want. What's wrong? Well, the answer is embodiment. And for me, when I learned about this, I had already been a healing professional full-time for over 5 years. I had done every Theta healing training available, plus dozens of other healing and law of attraction and mind power and holistic health trainings. I had done many hundreds, perhaps a few thousand hours of private sessions with professionals. I had spent well over $250,000 on my own education and healing at that point. And I had cleared many thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of subconscious blocks. And I had seen results. So don't get me wrong, it's not like I hadn't seen results. But I hadn't seen the big shift in the money and the prosperity and the money stress. And so that's when I was introduced to embodiment. And long story short, when I started to work with this, especially when I started to apply some of the things I'm going to talk about at the end of the program for where do you go from here, I can say with no exaggeration that my income doubled and I met my soulmate and started a family. And that all happened within about 18 months. And so it can happen for you too. Now remember that I had laid the groundwork by doing years and years and years of subconscious clearing before that. So I was very ready for this shift, and it still took me a couple years of intensive work to achieve that. I'm not saying it's going to take you that long, but this was an enormous shift for me, to be able to get into my body and start to feel and live these things that I had known in my head for so long. And if you're like me, you may be up against the same challenge. And if you've done a lot of clearing and not seen a lot of success, this is almost certainly the solution. So let's get into it. Let's talk first about what embodiment is, in terms of the energy and the esoteric ideas. And then once we've covered that, I'm going to give you several action steps that you can follow up on to actually start to put this into action, to become more embodied, to start to really live these spiritual principles and not just know them in your head. So first step is I want to explain a little bit about what's called the Tao. And if you're a student of Buddhist philosophy or spirituality or healing, you probably have seen this in some form before. And so the idea of the Tao is actually pretty straightforward, though it is profound and runs very, very deep. And it's this, that in the realm of the physical, we live in a world of opposites, left and right, up and down, light and dark. And this is so profoundly important because we can only experience things in the context of their opposite. And in fact, that's why we're here on Earth. That's why we take physical form. Because, for example, I'm going to give you a metaphor here to help you understand this at a very deep level. Let's take temperature as an example. If everything in the universe was exactly the same temperature, you could have a theoretical idea of what hot and cold were, but you could never experience it. You could never feel the hot sun on your face. You could never feel the warmth of a fire on a cold evening. You could never feel the warm, hot chocolate you're drinking coming in on a cold winter day. You could never feel the cold water on your face after a hard workout when you get in the shower, and the list goes on and on. A cool breeze. And so you could have a theoretical idea of hot and cold, and you could have mathematical abstractions that talked about molecules vibrating faster and slower. But without living in a polarity, without actually having physical matter that vibrates at different rates to create hot and cold, you could never experience it. And so, quite simply, the reason the physical universe exists is to create a realm of polarity, of oppositions, of duality is another term for this. We live in duality in a realm of opposites so that we can know who we are and experience what that is. Because in the absence of that which is your opposite, you cannot have the experience of that which you are. To give you an example, if you are very tall, that only has meaning and gives you the experience of being tall because most people are shorter than you. And so if you're 8 feet tall, on Earth, in our modern society, you would be very tall. You'd probably be the tallest person on the planet. And so when you went to a concert, you could see over everybody very easily. And when you got on an airplane, you'd be crushed in because that is the experience of being tall. But you can see how that's relative to a context. If you were 8 feet tall and the average person was 10 feet tall, you would not have that experience. You would be experiencing short. And so that is what the Tao is. That's what polarity is. That is the realm of opposites that we exist in, that enables us to not only know who we are, but to experience that in a real way. So that's why the universe is here. We actually find this in many different stories, in different religious and spiritual traditions. Probably the best known in our modern world is the Garden of Eden. And so let's deconstruct that for just a second, because I think it's fascinating. Remember that in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve lived there, and they were told never to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And yet the serpent tempted them, and Eve ate the fruit of the tree. And as a result, Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden. And so if you can peer beneath the surface, you can find the powerful metaphor in the spiritual teaching there, which is that the Garden of Eden is the metaphor for the realm of energy, for being one with everything, for living across the veil, being on the other side, being a disembodied being of pure spirit and energy that transcends time and space. And anybody that's done readings with their ancestors or beings on the other side will know that they'll all tell you some version of that, that they exist beyond time and space. And so that's what the Garden of Eden was. It's a metaphor for the realm of energy, where we're all unified. We all live as one. But in that realm, there is no opposites, and so there can be no experience. And so the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is a direct representation of this polarity. And so when the fruit was eaten, Adam and Eve gained the knowledge of opposites. And so they left the abode of heaven, the realm of God, the realm of energy, and descended into polarity and took on physical form. And our job, our goal, the whole process of spiritual evolution and ascension is essentially to reunify again. To put it in simple mathematical terms, the universe was created when one became two, and two became three, and three became four, and so on. And so that is the Big Bang. That is creation. The spiritual process is just the opposite. It's the process of ascension. It's the process of four becoming two and two becoming one. And as we reunify, we become closer and closer to that realm of spirit again. And that is the divine cycle. And so that's a little bit of the abstract esoteric piece. And we want to understand that everything we can experience and everything that exists in our reality in the realm of the dual has an opposite. And this is very important, very profoundly powerful. And so you'll notice that north, south, east, and west, in the last program, I talked about how those are like everything in the world, right? Everything in the universe is like a cardinal direction. Nothing is inherently good or bad. That's, again, because nothing can exist without its opposite. And so your opposite actually creates you and allows you to be. Screenwriters know this. Screenwriters know that there can be no great hero without a great villain. And you cannot be courageous without something that causes a lot of fear. And you cannot be a healer without someone who needs healing. And so I'm not trying to make excuses here, but this is the profoundly powerful concept of the Tao, of the polarity of the realm of opposites in which we live. What I see as the most fundamental of these polar opposites, which is the polarity or the opposites of spirit and ego. And in other terms, this might be called the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And before I get into what they are, I want to emphasize that one is not better than the other. When you get into polarities, it's very easy to fall into judgment. to judge that left is better than right, that north is better than south, that up is better than down. That sounds ridiculous, but then we get into more human things where we get into men are better than women, or black is better than white, or vice versa, or rich is better than poor. Remember that everything and its opposite are simply like cardinal directions. Whether it's good or bad, all depends on where you are and where you want to go. And so I want to emphasize from the very start that ego and the divine masculine are not wrong or bad. They're not the enemy in any way. They are half the universe. And you want to use them and embrace them because they are literally half of everything. But the other half, the divine feminine, the spirit, is something that in our modern world has become very disparaged. In fact, many of us even don't know what it is. And this was the truth for me. Another way to put this is that it is the opposite of being in your head or being present, of being in thought versus being in feeling. These all really mean exactly the same thing. And you probably have heard these different things in different contexts before in different teachings, but this is what it's all about. And so I want to explain that some of you guys listening to this may be very well in the same place I was, which was I was so deep into my head. I was so immersed in the left brain, in the divine masculine, in the idea of force and manipulation and linear cause and effect, past, present, future, that I didn't even know that there was an opposite. It's very much like the Zen metaphor of the fish that doesn't know it's in water. If everything you've ever known has been in water, then you have no idea that there is life that happens outside of water, or that there is such a thing at all. And I will admit that many times in my life, people had told me, Brent, you're too in your head. And I honestly didn't really understand what they meant. Because again, I was like the fish that didn't know it was in water. And almost all of us in the modern world have this to some extent. We're unaware that there is an opposite energy, the divine feminine, the spirit, that is available to us. And we will be most powerful in our lives to create wealth, success, love, health, whatever you're looking for, if we can harness the full power of the universe instead of only getting attached to half of it. Makes sense, right? Another way to think about this shows up in the study of personality in psychology, which is that many people will use the category of either thinkers or feelers. They're thinking people and feeling people. One is not better or worse than the other. They're simply different. Those that are thinkers are more attached to the divine masculine, the left brain. Those that are feelers are more into the divine feminine, the right brain. And I would encourage you to be able to open all of your channels. And studies have shown that those that can balance their left and right brain actually become better at both. I mentioned this during the first section on teachability, where one of my secrets to doing well in school was that I would go and work out. Because being able to use your body, whether it's exercise or playing music or something like that, that activates the right brain that is more of a feeling kinesthetic activity, will actually make your left brain sharper. That the two hemispheres of your brain will become stronger together, much more so than if you just train one exclusively. And energetically, in terms of manifesting and prosperity and making money and being successful, it's the same. If you can use both the left and the right, the up and the down, the male and the female, the ego and the spirit, both will become much more powerful and you'll be much more effective in what you do in the world. So I'm going to provide a little metaphor that I learned, and it's this. And if you've listened to my program In Love for a Lifetime, this should be familiar to you because that's all about relationships. And the masculine and feminine, the left and the right, the spirit and the ego, show up most prominently in our lives in terms of our sexuality and our relationships with other people. And the metaphor is the ship and the ocean. Quite simply, the ship is the masculine and the ocean is the feminine. And you can see how one without the other really can't do much, right? A ship without an ocean can't go anywhere. But an ocean without a ship has no purpose. So the divine masculine relates to force, strength, understanding, control, purposefulness, analysis, separation. These are not wrong or bad. Remember, they're simply polarities, like left, right, up, down. The divine masculine is also light. On the other hand, the divine feminine, which is the spirit, is the ocean. It is expansive, dark, wild, powerful, uncontrollable, holistic. And so, put together, the ship and the ocean can be an amazing combination. That's what I would encourage you to do. And so, in this metaphor, if your goal is to make money to be successful, you need to take goods in a ship across the ocean. You need to use the masculine and the feminine. You need to harness that power of the feminine and guide it and control it with the masculine to get it to achieve the objective. If you get out of balance either way, you're not going to do very well. For example, throwing a bunch of trade goods just onto the ocean without a ship isn't going to get you very far. They're probably just going to sink or be washed back onto the shore. At the same time, jumping on a ship without an understanding and proper respect for the power and majesty of the ocean is probably doomed to failure. So I know it's a little bit of a stretch with this metaphor, but I think it's a really good one. And you'll notice that most of our society and most of us as individuals are out of balance. And one thing that's been happening in the last 100 years is the energies have been starting to correct themselves. I'm not going to go into a real long explanation of this here because it's not directly relevant to prosperity, but essentially the world started to go out of balance in the last age, in the age of Pisces. That was approximately 3000 BC, with the rise of the historical civilizations, the development of writing, the patriarchy, the masculine god. And so force and control and masculinity have dominated the world for the last 5,000 years. Now it's time to move back into balance. And so during the last 100 years, we've seen a resurgence of the divine feminine. Women getting the right to vote, women going back to work. All of these things that have been happening are starting to balance out our society. This was directly addressed in the Da Vinci Code, which I thought was fascinating for its sociological implications and the spiritual meaning, beyond the fact that it was a great book. And so these things are coming out, they're really shifting. And as we move forward into a higher dimensional reality, we need to balance these energies so we can function effectively. And so we're now going to get into some nitty-gritty about how you can start to embody this stuff. So how do you know if you have a problem? Well, one thing is, if you've done tons and tons of subconscious clearing, but haven't got the kind of results you want, then you're an obvious candidate for this. This was me. I had done thousands and thousands and thousands of clearings over many hundreds of hours. And yes, I saw shifts. Yes, it made a difference in my life, but I didn't see the big breakthrough. Once I learned to embody this with some of the things I'm going to talk about at the end of the program, that's when things really took off. Again, I'm completely serious when I say that in less than 18 months, I doubled my income and met my soulmate and started a family. And it was an enormous breakthrough, and it happened in ways I could not have foreseen or expected or understood. It seemed to happen almost on its own. And anyone listening to this who has had a lot of experience with spiritual programs knows exactly what I'm talking about. That is the energy of the divine feminine, the spirit, the unexpected, the mysterious. And so what I want to do is encourage you to learn how to increase your presence, how to open up the flow of spirit. The way to think about it, which I think is a great metaphor, is imagine there's a hose coming down from the heavens that fills you with spirit or presence. And what will happen is every thought we have and every action we take that is sponsored by the ego or the left brain or the divine masculine clamps that hose a little bit. And if we get too addicted to one way of being too in your head, that hose has a tight clamp on it and only a little bit of energy can come through. And so what will happen is if you're like this, if you're like me, or at least how I was, now recovering and making a big difference, what will happen is you won't let in much healing. And so the process will be difficult for you. It will take more time. It will take more sessions, more classes, more energy, more money to achieve the same results that someone else can get very quickly. And so if you've worked with a lot of healers or been to a lot of healing seminars, you know there's a saying that some people heal if you just blow on them. What that means is it doesn't really matter what class they take or what modality they use. They can use pretty much anything and their life is going to change. They're going to get better. And you know what? Small children and animals are often like this. And why is that? Because they're more in spirit. They haven't clamped on that hose. They haven't choked off the flow of spirit by being so stuck in their head in a mental or analytical process. And so all it takes is a little bit of work and boom, they see an enormous shift. They're the great candidates for miracles. But if you're like me and you've been stuck in your head, don't despair. There is a way out. And being in your head, again, it's not wrong or bad. It's simply one way of being. It is a powerful tool like a chainsaw that if you turn it on, you can cut down trees really fast. But imagine if you couldn't turn off that chainsaw, it would really do some damage to your life now, wouldn't it? And so you really can learn to open that flow of presence, though it's not necessarily easy and it might take some time. But you will see incredible dividends and changes in your life as a result. And, I mean, trust me, I would never want to go back to living without this. It's so important. It's just so powerful. Now, how do we do this? Well, I want to give an abstract explanation first of how it's achieved, and then I'm going to give you some specific action steps that you may choose to follow up on to actually make this happen in your life. The first thing I want to get across is that this is a paradox. it defies logical explanation, and it's taken me years of study to figure this out and deconstruct it so I can explain it in a step-by-step fashion for a linear Western audience. And it's this. What's blocking you is not that you're doing the wrong things or you need to add something or change something. What's blocking you is that there's too much action, especially too much mental activity. And so you need to shrink the amount of thinking and action that takes place. And you do that by finding presence or stillness or silence within you. And so I know that sounds strange, it sounds backwards, but remember that most of us are trained that when we have a problem, we want to be proactive and find a solution. So we study the problem, we understand it, we figure out how it got created, and then go take action steps to uncreate it or create something different. I'm not saying that's wrong or bad, but that process is an artifact or a mechanism of the divine masculine, of ego. It's one way of achieving things. The way of spirit is a path of non-action. It is the path of silence, of stillness, of nothingness. It is the power of the void. And so if you can find a way to cut down the amount of mental activity, the amount of unconscious judgment and resistance that's going on inside of you, most of which you're not aware of, again, because it's unconscious, you can get closer to stillness. And that opens your pipe to spirit and allows more miracles to flow into your life, more presence. And so I didn't understand this when I first learned this, but one of the reasons that theta healing was so powerful and why it is still my number one favorite modality and I still teach it is because the process developed by Vianna Steibel that takes you to a conscious theta brainwave and connects you to the creator and guides you through the process of issuing commands and clearing blocks and doing downloads and manifestations. The magic is not in the process itself. That's what I thought it was. And I mean this from a completely respectful and loving way. Instead, the magic is because that process causes a temporary suppression or cessation of the unconscious mental activity that's taking you away from spirit, taking you away from the miracles. And so one way to think about it is, for example, let's say your normal level of mental activity on a scale of 1 to 100 is 90, where there's just always thoughts racing. Your mind is compulsive, it's hard to relax, it's hard to just let things in, it's hard to just let things be. That describes most of us in the West, certainly describes me. If you're like that, then you're going to run around trying to find the right action steps. You're going to think you have to try harder, do the right thing, find the right practitioner, find the right supplement, take the right meditation class, do the right yoga. Again, those things are not wrong or bad, and they may very well be how you manifest your solution. But the root cause is that there's too much activity. In particular, too much mental activity that's subconscious that you're not aware of. And so if your normal mental activity is a 90, then doing a theta meditation may drop that down to a 60 or a 50. And that opens you to the place of miracles. Because getting to a conscious theta wave and connecting to creator energy will cease that mental activity and will open the flow of spirit. And that's why so many miracles happen with these processes. And that's how I was able to facilitate many hundreds of life-changing, miraculous instant healings as a theta healing practitioner years before I knew anything about embodiment or spirit or could feel my body at all. It's because the magic in the process isn't the process, but the effect it has by suppressing the amount of thinking and unconscious activity that goes on. And so there's different ways we can achieve that, and that's exactly what I want to spend the rest of this program talking about. So there's four different sets of tools I'm going to offer that have been very valuable for me to move me forward in terms of embodiment. And yes, it is a paradox because remember that to embody, we want stillness and silence, the lack of motion and thought. So any tool or process will, in a sense, take you further away from that. But if the tool or process facilitates a stopping and leaves you with a net less mental activity, it will bring you closer to that place of presence. I know that sounds strange, but listen to this as many times as you need to until that sinks in and it will really make sense. The first thing I'll offer should be obvious, which is using the formula for miracles. Use this program, listen to the lectures, do the subconscious clearing. Get rid of those blocks, put in the proper downloads. That's critically important. Because remember that what we're really doing here is reprogramming your energy from the inside out to attract the perfect resources and experiences and people and events that you need to move closer to your goal. It will sometimes work like a magic wand where you clear some blocks or do a healing and a problem disappears very quickly. And that's awesome. That happens, but it doesn't always go that way. Because what we're really doing is setting an intention energetically and subconsciously to get 100% of our mind and our power working through the law of attraction to bring us to where we want to go in life. And in terms of money, you program yourself to be wealthy. You hold the belief, I am a millionaire, I am financially free, I make money doing things that I love. You know that that doesn't necessarily mean you can go check your bank account and see more money there. What it does mean is that you will start to attract the process you need to take you there. And so please start with the formula for miracles. It's the fastest and easiest and potentially most powerful. Start with this program, go through all these blocks, and please join the VIP club. At the very least, come to a couple of the teleseminars every month and you'll get an ongoing stream of more clearings. Read the special event material, post in the forums if you have questions, listen to the free private sessions that I give away. So that's an obvious one. Use the formula for miracles. Book private sessions with me if you feel I'm the right practitioner for you. And over the long run, the most valuable thing you can do is to come to the training classes and learn to do this yourself. So that's one thing to do. That alone may not do it for everybody, but remember, you're setting the energetic basis. You're laying the foundation to attract the rest of the resources that you need. Because sometimes you get a miracle, and sometimes you get a process. And that only happens when the process will be more valuable to you than the miracle. If you've been doing this for a while, you know exactly what I mean. All right, so let's move on to number two. Number two is something that has just become available as I release this program, which is quite simply, I have spent many years and spent an enormous amount of money, at least $100,000 out of my pocket, to learn how to manipulate the human energy field and to tune you to a place where I can literally shift your consciousness. And it's very strange. If you haven't experienced this before, you may feel like you're going a little nuts. It's very powerful. And again, it took me years to learn this, so don't panic if you don't notice anything right away. But I'm going to explain what will happen. When we start to transcend the physical reality, you can literally start to slip into the matrix. It is a state of altered consciousness. It does involve going to a theta brainwave. You will start to see the truth of our reality. You will start to see the world around you blur. It may all fade to white or black. If you're looking at someone's face, which is what happens when I do this one-on-one, with my clients and students, you will generally see the whole rest of the room fade out to white. You will see auras appear. You will see a little outline of glowing white around people and objects. That's the aura. If you look carefully, you may see colors around the edge of the aura. If you go into an even deeper version of this state, you will see the face disappear, and you will see other people's faces from other lifetimes appear on them. And if you're not into this kind of thing, don't worry. You can just ignore this part of the program. There's tons of other value here. But if you're really serious about altering your consciousness to learn how to see the truth, to peel back the illusion of the physical world to see directly into the realm of energy, this is how we can do it. And so in my VIP club, there is the consciousness shifting video that will be available by the time this program is released. And I may change my mind in the future, but as of right now, I don't want to sell it because I think it's potentially too dangerous, and I want to be able to take it down or alter it on a moment's notice. So please be careful with this. This is incredibly powerful and will alter your consciousness. In my experience, it can be more powerful than any drug you've ever done. At the same time, if you're varying your head like I was, you may notice nothing right away, and that's okay. It took me months of work with one of my teachers, as well as an enormous amount of money spent on very special supplements in order to get me clear to the point where I could start to experience this. And as far as I know, at the time I record this, there's only 5 people in the world that have this ability. And I have recruited one of them and made this video to make it as easy and as cheap as possible because I don't want you to need to take 5 years and spend $100,000 to learn this. I want to make it fast and easy for you. That's one of my missions. So the consciousness shifting video with the energy attunement can be a powerful, powerful tool to help you break out of the grip of your head and get present and start to feel. The next one is the awakening program. And this is something that I'm preparing for release right around the same time as this program. So if you're an early beta tester, you may not have heard this before. But the awakening program is a series of private sessions done with me, along with specially charged Navapassanam water. And if you've been into the spiritual work for a long time, you may be familiar with Navapassanam water. It's created by a very special few sages in India. And it's a special mix of herbs that has an incredibly powerful cleansing ability on consciousness and the body. And so in these private sessions, there's 3 things that go on. First thing is that we use the consciousness shifting energy attunement, and I will attune directly to your frequencies so it will be powerful to take you to your next step. The Navapassanam water will facilitate that and enhance it. It's like a turbocharge. I'm going to guide you through a carefully designed process to allow you to discover the truth of who you are. I know that sounds esoteric, but we are not who we think we are. And I'll tell you right now that the first step in the process before the first session is I ask you to write down all the things that you think define you and what you are. And I haven't yet had anybody who was even close to the truth on any of them. So the awakening is very important. You will learn the truth of what's talked about as the observer or the spiritual state. And awakening is not enlightenment per se, but it is an absolutely necessary first step towards the goal of enlightenment. And so the last tool I want to talk about here that is tremendously beneficial to assist with embodiment is movement. And by movement, I do not mean exercise. I was talking with a woman about this recently, and I said, well, I learned some powerful movement exercises for embodiment that made a huge shift in my life. And she said, oh, well, I just went to a Tai Chi seminar last weekend, so I don't think I need that. Now, hey, there's nothing wrong with Tai Chi. It's great stuff. But this is not exercise. This is not martial arts. This is not Tai Chi. This is movement designed to allow you to open up your perceptive capacity to actually feel and distribute the consciousness through your body. And basically what I've learned is that how you do anything is how you do everything. And so all of your energetic patterns, all of your belief systems, all of your energy is present in every single thing you do. And by doing these movement exercises, you can actually learn to identify and clear the subconscious blocks. Essentially, the way it works is you move your body in certain prescribed ways. You shake your hands, you shake your feet, you do little motions that look kind of silly. But if you learn how to read the energy, you can see what's really going on with your belief systems. You can actually see your unconscious patterns manifesting into these movements. And what happens is, if you can become aware of what's happening and observe it and take it in without judging it or resisting it, the belief systems and the blocks in the unconscious mind disappear automatically. I know that's strange. It took me a long time to understand how this works, but that's how it works. And so I see the movement work, again, as the perfect complement to the belief clearings and the downloads and the trauma clearing, because it is very powerful at getting at things that happen non-verbally. And so there are many belief systems and traumas and blocks that are inside of us that it can be very difficult or almost impossible to identify and clear with a verbal process like we're using in this program. And so the movement is a great complement to that. And I'm going to be doing more movement products and more movement work through my VIP club and in private sessions in the future. Because again, this was the missing piece for me. When I started to do movement work and get more embodied and clear the nonverbal pieces, my life really rocketed forward. Now, at the same time, the verbal work is incredibly important too, especially because of its precision. I do not know of anyone personally, and I do not know how to go in and address a particular problem with movement work. For example, if you're allergic to cats, I know how to use the verbal portion of the Formula for Miracles tools with the block clearing and the muscle testing and the downloads and the trauma clearing so that most of the time in 5 or 10 minutes, you will be completely clear of that allergy forever. So it's very precise and powerful and directed and targeted to use words. But the nonverbal isn't that precise. You don't know exactly what you're clearing, but you will get amazing results. And if you're very stuck or feeling frustrated or you've done tons and tons of clearing and you're not sure what's wrong, this is probably the answer. So that's all we got for now, these powerful tools. And if you want to be really serious about this work and really embody this and make a difference in your life, of course, this program on its own should make a huge shift for you. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that if you can simply listen to and understand the lecture portions here and go through the block clearings, you have saved yourself 10, 20, or maybe 40 years of going to seminars and working with healers. But there's so much more available that's out there. For many of us, especially if you're really in your head, we need to get you out of your head and into your body so you can start feeling to open up that divine flow. When you do that, you'll start to have more fun, life will seem easier, stress will dissolve, and you will start to experience miracles on a regular basis. And you'll know because then you have completely unleashed your inner millionaire.